Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me back on the podcast Free Time. I'm your host, Silas Betts, and we will be looking at ways that we can use our free time more wisely. We'll be looking at ways also that we can use our free time to benefit either ourselves or others, and ways that we can use our free time for good. Without further ado, let's get started. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me back on the Free Time Podcast. This is episode 2. I did episode 1 last week, so if you haven't already listened to it, I'd really suggest going back and listening to that. For those of you that haven't, it's just a small background and check on me, kind of a little information on where I've come from and where I'm going to and where I'm at right now. So it kind of explains where we're going with this podcast and what my goal is. So if you haven't listened to that, really suggest you go back and do that. But for those of you that have, let's go ahead and get started in this episode. So today I want to cover a few things about free time. And what we're going to talk about today is I want to talk about my free time. So I want to talk about the things that I do in my free time and what I use my free time for. So first off, there are lots of things that can take up your free time and can be good and then also can be bad for you. And so you're going to have to decide what category they fit in. No one else can decide that for you. It's all on you, and so you're going to have to make that decision. So let's see what it is that can be beneficial to you and the things that are non-beneficial to you. So one of the things that I do in my free time, when I have free time, that is, when I have alone time or time that I don't have anything else I have that is better that I should be doing, is I really like to read. So if you don't know me, I read as often as I possibly can. I learned how to read when I was about eight or nine, I think. My dad taught me how to read, and ever since he did, I have not put down a book since. Anytime I pick up a book, it's very hard for me to put it back down without finishing it. So that is one thing that I really like doing in my free time. Anytime I get the chance in the morning or, you know, in the middle of the day, and especially at night before I go to bed, and even sometimes staying up until the early hours in the morning. So it definitely is something I would say might be a problem sometimes. It could be categorized in the category of being a problem or harmful, but it is also categorized in the beneficial category, I would think as well. So reading, let me kind of explain on the reading and what is good and what is bad about reading. So let's start off with the bad. So reading can be bad, and it can lead towards things that aren't good because it can take up a lot of your time. Now, you might have free time to do with it what you want, but that doesn't mean that you can just do whatever, because if you don't watch yourself, you can be adding and putting stuff into your head that isn't wholesome or good or clean. Now, not all reading and all books are bad, because there are good stuff out there. There's a lot of stuff out there that's great, because I've read it. But then there's also bad stuff out there, and I've come across quite a bit, and it's not good. So the thing with reading that you have to watch out for is reading a book that is not going to help or benefit you or even anyone else, because You might not think it, but putting information off of a page into your head that is not wholesome will affect you in the long run. And you might not see it, but it will affect you eventually in either a bad or a good way. And so you have to figure out if it's going to affect you in a good way. And if it's going to impact you badly, then you need to not read stuff like that in your free time. In your free time, you should be using that time to be reading stuff, if that is what you're doing, something that is wholesome and something that's going to help you in some way. Now, it doesn't always have to be, you know, go read your Bible when you have free time, or read this book about Christianity or whatever. You know, I'm not saying that. I mean, no, I'm not saying that's wrong either. I totally agree with doing that. But there are those times, and I have those times where I just need something that's just kind of, you know, fluffy to pass the time or just kind of get away from everything else. And that's okay. You need that every once in a while. So, but you have to watch out that you limit yourself and that it's not just all bad. So there's, you know, there can be some good things about just, say, take fiction, for example. I'm a big fiction lover. I really like reading fiction books. I read a ton, and I have a lot of series that I've read in fiction. And some people would say that's pointless and harmful. And, you know, everybody has their different opinions. But when it comes down to it, you have to figure out what you believe. And if you believe it's going to affect you in the wrong way, then you shouldn't be reading it. So try to put stuff into your head that you read that is going to be wholesome and that's going to benefit you. So say, for example, you read a historical fiction book. Okay, it's fiction, but it's also history, and it kind of all bunched up in one. That can be good, because you can be reading something that's kind of on the edge of not true, but also has history in it. It has facts, and it has things from the past that you can learn. And so that can be good for you. So you have to find stuff like that you can do in your free time that are beneficial to you or even someone else, if you say you're reading it to someone else. So that is one thing that you can do in your free time when you are using it for any kind of reading. Now let's switch gears and go over with something else that I like to do in my free time, and I do quite often. And that is watching either movies or TV show. Now, there is, as before with the books, there's pros and cons about that as well, and benefits and non-benefits. And so first off, with the non-benefits, when you have your free time, it's you and yourself, and say you don't have anything that you have to do right then sometimes you just want to watch something that's, you know, not really going to be super impactful upon you, or that is, you know, super good information, like say a documentary, if I could even say that word right, but say just like, you know, just some fictional movie. You know, and that's, there's nothing wrong with that. But as I said before with books, it's kind of all the same. You know, it's kind of the same with movies and books, you know, and TV shows and everything. You have to limit yourself to a certain amount of time. And I didn't say this with books, but I'm going to say it now. You have to schedule yourself. So you have to kind of time yourself. And, you know, you might have a lot of free time, but you don't want to spend too much time on something when you could be doing something else that would be productive or beneficial. So if you are watching something, you want to make sure that it's not going to be harmful to you. Kind of the same like with books. Okay, because there are so many harmful movies out there. And the world has just been getting worse and worse with them, and it's sad because it's hard to find a good movie that you like and that's good, but that is also wholesome and that is going to be a good movie to watch. So you have to be careful with that and pick and choose which ones you're going to watch. So there's a lot of movies nowadays have cuss words in them, and a lot of movies have inappropriate things viewed in them, and you can't take up your time with watching stuff like that, because it won't help you, and in the long run it will harm you. But if you take it and turn it around and watch something that will be beneficial or something that will help you grow in a certain area of your life, say your spiritual life, your educational life, then you should do that. Because say, for example, I don't know if some of you might have never heard of these movies, but they are definitely movies that you should see if you haven't. Courageous, Fireproof, War Room, and October Baby are some of my favorite movies that I've ever watched, and I would watch them again and again, and I have. They are Christian movies, and they're all very focused on Christianity and helping about certain characters getting through hard times. So those are good movies and wholesome movies that you can watch in your free time that will help you in some way by either encouraging you or helping you get through some hard time or just making you feel good. So there's nothing wrong in watching something that makes you feel happy or, you know, cheers you up. So rather do that than watching something that's going to either make you nothing wrong with watching movies that make you sad. I really like watching sad movies that make you kind of sad, but then like at the end it's happy or whatever. But you have to decide if it's going to affect you in a wrong way or a good way. So, and that also goes with TV shows as well. And so you have to limit yourself to what you watch. And then it also comes back around to your time. You can't spend too much time on it because you'll get carried away and you'll lose track of time. And then you will just have wasted all that time on that when you could have been doing something productive for either yourself or someone else. So with that said, let's switch gears again to something else. We covered books and we covered movie and TV show watching. Now, something else that I quite like doing is, I guess you could say, working out outdoors. So I was raised on 30 acres or 32 acres out in the country with a big, huge family, and I've worked outside my whole life. And so I love getting my hands dirty and, you know, filling the earth. So something that you can do that can be very helpful to you or anyone else is categorized in the working outside, I guess you could say. So there are many things that you can do outside. Like I it would take me forever to name all of them, but for one that can be either beneficial or helpful to you, yourself, or someone else is helping someone or helping, say, let's take for example, your family, you have a flower bed and, you know, you need it cleaned out. It's all weedy or it's, you know, it's not that nice. And so you have free time to do whatever you want. You could go sit on the couch and watch TV or whatever. Go listen to music. But say you want to do something that will be productive, something that is not hard work per se and that you enjoy, but that will help someone. So if you go out and you start working in this flower bed and you pull all the weeds, you get to fill God's earth on your hands and you get to see and marvel at his creation, then you're able to help you and whoever else might be in your family. Because having a nice, as small and as insignificant as it may seem, flower bed or cleaned out rose garden or whatever can be very, very beneficial to you and everyone else. It can help you to relax when you're having a bad day. If you get home from work and your garden or your flower bed or whatever is nice and clean and looks beautiful, then it can make you see that not everything is bad in the world. Or it can, you know, cheer you up. And so that can be something that can be very helpful. And so a small little story before I end this episode is basically along that lines. And so I am staying with my sister and her husband, and I am doing their rose garden, their rose beds for them. I'm cleaning them out and redoing them. And so what I did yesterday is I took out all the bad mulch, and then I smoothed the ground all flat, and then I put new mulch all the way down. And after backing up, after working, you know, a couple hard hours on that with sweat in the heat, and then getting back and stepping back and see your ending progress or your end goal, whatever, you know, what you have accomplished, trying to find words to say, it's very, very warming inside, and it makes you feel accomplished. It makes you feel like you've done something good. It can help you feel like, you know, there's something worth living for, as small as it may seem, because there's such beauty in a finished product that you have finished. And so take your time, take your free time, and use it for something that's going to help you, help someone else, affect someone in even some small way. And so my sister and her husband, they love it. It looks nice. They now don't have to worry about going and doing it themselves. So see, I killed two birds with one stone, as you might say. You know, it made me feel like I had done something worthy and I had accomplished something. It made me feel good. And then it makes them feel good because they don't have to do it, and they can come out and see the beautiful rose bed that looks so nice and marvel at God's creation. So not everything is going to be like that, you know, and not all your free time is going to, you're not going to have to spend all your free time, you know, redoing a flower bed or whatever. But that's just a example. And so I'd suggest that you think upon this through this new week and try to think of things that you can do in your free time that might be beneficial to either you, yourself, or someone else, and that might affect them or yourself in a good, positive way. So try to be that small little light and that small little hope and showing of God's creation to the people that you're around. Because right now is a hard time. It's a hard time right now with all of us, you know, being confined inside or, you know, at home in quarantine as we are at the moment. And so us finding things that we can do that are beneficial when we have free time to help others and ourselves will make this so much better. So that's what I'm going to leave you with I hope that this was beneficial to you and that you learned something. I hope that you'll apply it and that you will come back for the next video next week. And so thank you for joining me. I will see you next week on Monday. I want to thank you one last time for joining me on my podcast, Free Time, for episode 2. I appreciate you coming, and I hope that you learned something from it. I hope that what I said made an impact on you, or that it made you think about what you will do with your free time in the future. I hope that you will take it with you, and I hope you'll come back for the next episode, episode 3, which will be coming out next Monday of next week. So if you like this, please share it to all your friends and family, and please let them know. And if nothing else, I will see you next week.